Hello and welcome to my podcast about the average life of a teenage girl. So today I'm going to be talking about friendships. Seems easy enough, but it's more complicated than one would think. So let's get started. An important part of friendship that I've learned as I've grown up and matured a little bit is that having similar values with your friends is more important than you would think. It's like you have to have, of course, like in a normal friendship, you have something in common, right? Whether it be like you do the same sport or you both like the same thing or you're good at the same class. You know, having something in common is important. That's what makes you friends. But you want to make sure your values align or are similar or just are kind of, well, I said it, similar. Because let's say, you know, I've had a lot of friends in the past who were bullies, but I didn't realize it until I was the one being bullied. But you wanna, like, let's say I was never one to do drugs in high school or drink or anything like that, but like if your friends do that, you know, you're gonna feel left out. You're gonna feel discouraged, you're gonna be jealous. Whether you want to do that or not, you're still jealous at the end of the day. I never wanted to drink or do drugs, but I was still jealous of the friends that did just because, like, you know, they had the confidence to do that and they were surrounded by other people who wanted to do that. If you surround yourself with people who do that, then you're not going to feel good, you know, because you're going to constantly feel left out, like I said. Or it could be something even simpler than that. If you have, you know, you want to have friends who are kind to other people that they don't know. The kind of friends that I want to have, this is what I look for in a friend. I want to have a friend who's going to be the person to go and sit with the girl who's sitting by herself at the lunch table, you know, and I feel like I do have those kind of friends, so I'm very grateful for that. But you know, you just want to make sure your values align. And another important thing is that you want to make sure that your goals align as well, you know, because let's say you want to just work after college, or you want to like do community college, and there's nothing wrong with either one of those options, but then you're friends with somebody who's going to go and be a doctor and do all this stuff. You know, you might be jealous of that person, and whether you know it or not, you know, you have chosen your life path and you want to have someone who's going to be on a similar path to yours, whatever that may be. Because I feel like that can start, like being on different paths as someone can start a lot of subconscious arguments. And I feel like that's the same in like an actual relationship. If you're in an actual relationship with somebody and you have two completely different goals, then you're going to be going in two completely different paths, and I feel like it's just not going to work out. You have to find a way to make your goals align one way or another, and it's just the same in a friendship. It's just as important. So I think that's something that you should also be paying attention to. And I know, like, okay, whatever, I'm in high school, I'm in middle school, I'm in college, whatever, like, this stuff doesn't matter. But if you want genuine good friends who aren't gonna stop talking to you and who are gonna be friends with you in the long run, you know, then this is what you should be looking for. Because my mom, she still talks to some of her friends from, like, high school, and I'm like, how do you do that, mom? Like, I have maybe two or three, and she does too, but I don't know if we'll talk in the future. I mean, I definitely hope so. They're great, amazing people, but, you know, she found these people, and they stuck by her, and she stuck by them, and, you know, it's because they have the same values. I think the goals is important, but the values are definitely the most important, because I feel like that could kind of make or break your friendship. But something else that is important is having friends from different cultures and different backgrounds, whether it be religiously, geographically, anything of the sort. Because it's important to learn about other people, because that's how you become more accepting of others, you know? for example, me personally, you know, I was raised around a bunch of different type of people, but like I made a friend in my sophomore year of high school, and she was Muslim, and I've never had any Muslim friends before, and you know, she taught me so much about my own, about myself, about my own religion, about her religion, and about her. And I feel like that's so important to gain knowledge about other people and other religions and cultural practices, you know. Because she's Iraqi, and now after meeting her, some of my favorite foods are Middle Eastern and Iraqi foods. And I think that's so amazing because I used to be the pickiest eater before I met her. But like in her culture, it's kind of like disrespectful to turn down food. And so I just learned to be more accepting of these foods that I was nervous to try. And now some of it's my favorite food. So I think it's really important to embrace other people and other cultures. Because those people who are so different from you culturally or geographically can be some of the people that you're gonna be closest to for the rest of your life. Like this girl, she's gonna be my best friend forever. Like she moved back to Iraq, but we are forever gonna be connected. Whether we're best friends, whether we talk once a week or 7 times a week, you know, she will always have a place in my heart because she's taught me so much. I've learned so much from her. And I think it is so important to find somebody like that so that you can learn about other people, other cultures, other religions, because not everybody gets that experience. And if you can give yourself that experience or somebody else, I promise you they will cherish it and you will cherish it forever. So I think that's really important. But another thing you want to think about when looking for a friend is what do they bring to the table? You know, if they don't have any benefit to you, or anything that you can benefit from, then what's the point of being friends with somebody? You want somebody who's gonna be kind, who's gonna like be a listening ear, be there for you when you need it, you know? Or like you want, you know, let's say like you're like academically challenging yourself. You want somebody who's gonna motivate you know, somebody who's on the same page. So think about like what this prospective friend brings to the table. And another important thing, what did you bring to the table as a friend? You know, because I realized that like a lot of my friendships were ending and I could never figure out why. I was like, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing? Because I wouldn't get a lot of closure. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, what do I even bring to the table? How do I benefit my friends? You know? So I was like, at the time, like this was like early years in high school, like I wasn't the kindest, and I would like, yes, I would like defend somebody, but like, I wasn't there as a friend. I was just kind of there to like scope out the drama, see what was going on, be a part of something. That's what I was there for, to be a part of something. I wasn't there to be their friend. And that's what I realized. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm only friends with this person because they're popular. I'm only friends with this person because somebody else hurt the both of us and now we're hurting that person back. Like what? Like that's not a friendship. And so I realized my own mistakes and I grew from them and I learned from them and now I am not the same person that I was in the beginning years of high school. And I hope that you won't be either if 'cause I feel like you grow throughout high school and I feel like it's very important. And even into college and even before high school, you're always gonna grow as you get older. Not physically, I'm talking about like emotionally and mentally, and you're just gonna like things are gonna make more sense as you get older. I would literally come home to my mom and be like, "Mom, like why isn't she talking to me anymore? Like we were best friends 2 days ago. What did I do?" And then I'd be like, "Well, what did I not do? I wasn't there for her in her time of need. I wasn't kind and understanding and listening, you know. But sometimes there isn't an explanation for everything, and that's okay. But, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes in a friendship. That's important too, you know. You have to see what you did wrong and how you can improve next time, you know. And try your best to apologize. But if somebody doesn't want to talk to you anymore, you gotta leave it, you know. You did your part. And if they want to hold a grudge or still be upset or not talk to you, you know, that's their feelings, and that's on them at this point. But you also, I touched on this earlier, but you want friends who are going to make you the best version of yourself, you know? Like I said, like academically challenge you, you know, help you do better in school. I had this friend, he was my friend's cousin, so that's how I know him, because they lived in the same house. And he kind of like hated me for a while just because he thought I was annoying, which I can understand. I definitely was at that time, but he was younger. 2 years younger? Yeah, 2 years younger. And like, this was when like there was virtual school and COVID, and he just like, he was not doing well in school. And you know, he had friends that weren't very good to him. But then he stopped talking to those friends who didn't benefit him. I'm guessing he did, you know, like he thought about like what does this friend bring to the table? You know, what do I benefit from? But you know, now like we're better friends. He doesn't hate me anymore, which I think is so funny. But like in that time, like I encouraged him, like, why aren't you doing well in school? Is there anything I can do to help? You know, like, why don't we study together? Why don't we do some homework? And now, when I go over there, we just do homework, you know? And that's important because, you know, the growth that happened over those 2 years from now he's a junior in high school. He sent me a screenshot 2 days ago. He's getting all A's, and that's amazing, you know? And I think it's really important that people grow and change and improve. And you know, whether that was me who did that or another friend who helped him through that, you know, I think it's important because, yes, he didn't like me at the time, and that's fine. I thought he was annoying too, but you know, we both benefited each other, you know, because now when I don't want to study, he's like all mad. But it's like you want to both benefit. It's like all I can think about is in science class there's like parasitic relationship, which I feel like happens a lot in high school. I think that's where that mainly happens. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's like you're just like sucking everything out of this person and not giving them anything. You're just taking and taking and taking, like a parasite. And that's what the relationship is. So I would look into that stuff like that and see what category do your friendships fall into? And try to change them to the best of your ability, or any new friendships, try to make sure that you're both benefiting or gaining knowledge or being kinder to yourself and to this friend and to other people, because all of this is so important and valuable. Not only now, but in the future as well. And so these will help you form future relationships. So try to apply these things in your life, or give this advice to somebody else, or share this podcast with somebody so that they can learn too. And maybe our values will align, I hope. But thank you so much for listening. I will be posting more episodes soon. If you have been a listener for a while, I am revamping my podcast. So, expect more episodes. I'm kind of revamping my same old ones, but I just want to give you guys better content. So, if there's any recommendations you have, I do have a website. Just look up The Average Life of a Teenage Girl. There's a way that you can send me a message, and I do read those and check them frequently. So, if you have any recommendations or are looking for something, please let me know. I would be more than happy. I'm always looking for inspiration for episodes. So, thank you so much for listening. Bye now.